You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
Oh man, another foggy morning. NACDF.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Good morning, Bellevue UAW.
Good morning, another foggy one.
Yeah, I was just kind of thinking about that. I don't know if I want to take 16-mile road in, because, boy, it gets really bad over there by Freedom Hill when it's like this. I might go all the way up to 59 and shoot that across. Should be better.
There were some pockets, but there's so much illumination in other vehicles that it wasn't bad.
Yeah, of course, I can't really tell how bad it's going to be. It's not great where I'm at, but it's not bad. I can see, you know, plenty. I can see out, you know, 10 car lengths. And I can see lights as far as a quarter mile away. So it's not terrible, but it seems to be as bad as it was the other day when 16-mile road was an absolute mess. So that's what I'm debating on avoiding. I don't know. It's not the end of the world either way. So what's going on? Anything new and exciting?
I think it's a crapshoot either way. There's just so much fog. We've got so much moisture on the ground, and it's been so warm. Who knows what 16-mile might be fine today, and Hall Road might be a plume. And nothing new here. Just trying to get through the week. I'm running on fumes. I don't know why. I think it's just the midwinter vibes of, I'm ready. I'm ready for some sunshine. And was a little nervous last night. I don't know if you guys got any lightning, but there was a lot of lightning by my house, and I have not grounded my mast or my antenna yet.
I didn't see the lightning, but I heard the thunder, so, yeah, I heard it. And it seems weird for this time of year, but we've had that before. Anywho, I haven't been properly grounded in decades. It all depends on how exposed you are, I think. I'm a bit more exposed than I used to be. I had a huge walnut tree that loomed over my house, you know, and literally you couldn't get through that tree without hitting it. Now that tree's gone, I'm a little bit more exposed. I worry a little bit more about it.
Yeah, I'm the tallest. My antenna is by far the tallest conductive object within probably a couple hundred yards. So I've got all the stuff to do it. I've got the arrestor already in line. I've got the clamps for the mast. I already got the ground rod sunk. Like, there's really no work left except I bought too thick of ground wire. And when I went to go hook up the arrestor, I couldn't fit it in there. So I got to get thinner wire for that. And then I'll still use that thick wire for the mast grounding because that's easy to the clamp.
Yep, well, get her done. Sounds like you're 90% there. Sleep a little better, right? Until then, if you're really worried, you can just disconnect your coaxes and leave them down on the floor somewhere. I've heard you can stick them in a jar. I don't know if that's true or not, or a wives' tale, but anyhow, you could just disconnect everything if a bad one's going through. I disconnected, so it's in my wall. It goes into the attic, down my wall, into a wall plate. So I just disconnected the jumpers for the HF antenna and the mast UHF, VHF, 6-meter antenna. And I was thinking about that. I'm like, is it going to... I imagine if that antenna got hit by lightning, the coax would be absolutely annihilated, and so would the antenna. I don't think it would be as much of a concern as it's like, you know, coming and arcing into the house. I'd be more concerned about maybe a fire in the wall. But I was wondering, like, if I disconnect that and those SO239s on the wall plate are just sitting there, is it going to arc out on the other things on my desk, or is that, you know, is it going to be cooked before then? Well, I don't want to say it can't happen, because I honestly don't know. I can say I've had a lot of installations over the years. Now, they've all been grounded, right? But I've had a lot of installations, and I still do to this day. And, I don't want to jinx myself, but I can only think of a couple of times ever where we had a strike that affected us in 36 years. We had one that was at a site that was probably poorly grounded, and it monkeyed up some equipment pretty bad. But it's just not been a big thing. I've not noticed anything I don't know if it's happened and it's just because of all the grounding, everything was fine, but you'd think I'd have trashed lightning arresters or something in the deal. Those are supposed to give up the ghost, but I haven't, so. Now, I've seen pictures where, you know, like where it hit the house, it's burnt. You know, and there's, you can see a definite burn mark where it hit. But I've never heard of anybody's coax melting or catching on fire or anything like that. Got to switch to something else, but I caught it all. And disconnecting is going to be good. And I've heard stories of lightning hitting, you know, and traveling, you know, inside the house. Again, I have no firsthand knowledge or anything like that. But I had a guy I worked with back in the 80s. He lived out on a farm in Armada, and he said that one time there was a storm, and he said lightning hit the house. He says it blew open the stove. He said a ball, like a flaming ball, shot across the room and just dissipated into the other wall. And I don't know if he was making that up or whatever, but that's the only time I'd ever heard of it. That story I heard from that guy way back. He said he was a kid, so who knows? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't want that to happen, especially my radios are on the same desk as my PC and all my other gadgets that don't need high voltage. But, well, good. You gave me a little more peace of mind. But, yeah, that lightning storm last night, I was like, oh, boy. I was not prepared for this in mid-February.
Yep. Well, I'd say disconnect and then get stuff grounded as soon as you can, you know. That's the, you know, the sure thing. Get those masks all grounded and then get the polyphasers in line and all that stuff. You'll be in good shape. And even then, if it's a really bad one, disconnecting is still not a bad idea. I once saw somebody had a some sort of a mechanical contraption that they could operate remotely over their network, and they could actually, it would disconnect all their, like simultaneously, all their cables came in, and they were all in a line, like with a ground bar, and they could actually, they must have been slip connectors or something, they could throw a switch and they would all break loose. So you could do it remotely. But I don't know if you have to go to that extreme.
Yeah, considering the only thing hooked up, excuse me, is my 705 that fits in the palm of my hand, I don't think it's that big a deal. I just disconnected from the wall and disconnected from the radio, and I think I'm good.
Oh, yeah, pretty sure anything that's disconnected, you know, the coax isn't laying on top of it. I think you're fine. But again, like I said, I've not had a lot of problems with it in all my years, so... Watch me get into work this morning and have reports of problems from last night. I've got, what do I got? I've got 14 200 footers, and I've got, and well, a couple of them are even more than 200. Then I've got 4 other big sites, towers. So I'm probably looking at, I got about 20, you know, highest thing in the area antennas that I work on a service. So, you know, just, I don't know, you know, good grounding, I guess. Hats off to good grounding.
Yeah, no kidding. I'd say you're doing all right, but knock on wood. Would hate for you to have to go and eat your words.
Well, that's why I don't even like talking about it, you know. It's like, there, now you've done it, you know.
Yes, sir. Well, that's a bit of peace of mind. I'll clean that up as soon as the thing is. My yard's a mess right now. It's so much water and moisture and sogginess that I don't even want to walk back there. But this is what we're going to be dealing with in February. I should probably get on it. But, yeah, in other news, there is no other news. I've just been doing my morning commute, playing a bit of radio there. So I seem, it's, I don't know if it's just me, but it seems like it's been quieter lately.
Yeah, I don't know where, like, Donald or Anthony or anybody is, but I've been, like, a couple of days this week, I've had alternate start times, starting later and working closer to home, so... I've not been on for the regular drive time, I've been on a little after... But, you know, and then I hear a different crowd out there. I've heard Rick, I've heard Tom, you know, after the 7 o'clock, you know, or after 7:30. But, yeah, for me it's just been different drive time altogether. And I've ran 16-mile road now all the way across, and I'm coming up the Grosbeck here, and it wasn't, you know, DeQuinter was worse yesterday, or today than it was the other day. But 16-mile road, I didn't, it was unremarkable. Now, foggy, but it was so bad the other day. I just, everybody was down to like 10 miles an hour. Couldn't see if there were a car right in front of you lit up. Not today. So, it all depends where the pockets are, I guess.
Yeah, there's definitely, I mean, up by me right now, it's been consistent, but it's not as heavy as it was the other day. But the other day, there was no consistency. I thought, like we talked about, the low areas would be bad, but it was kind of just random.
Yep, who knows? Depends on where it's coming from. Like you said, if it's just all the groundwater just finally melting here. Been hearing a lot about these ice quakes. I don't know if you saw the news, a place in, I think it was a 7-Eleven in St. Clair Shores, literally buckled up and broke the floor. I haven't heard anything about that, but I heard a lot about the exploding trees, allegedly. Oh yeah, I heard about that, yeah. But I've not experienced that, or if I have. I have heard some trees pop, you know, while I was, you know, out hunting. But, yeah, I attributed that to just a branch breaking or something like that in the distance. I've never witnessed anything that I could, you know, would call that. But, no, they're called ice quakes. And, you know, we were so cold for so long down underneath, it's frozen. And I guess as things thaw out, as they freeze and as they thaw, it can cause these things that feel just like an earthquake. And they're called ice quakes, and they make, you know, they'll make a big popping noise. And you're hearing a lot of weird reports of people saying, yeah, did you hear those gunshots at 2 a.m.? People are hearing it, you know, from, they're reporting it all over. And, you know, it's like, it sounds like a bunch of pops, you know, at 2 in the morning. And, yeah, I don't know if that's what that is, but a lot of people describe it as such. There's a name for it, I forget, but if you just look up ice quake, you know, it'll give you the actual, you know, actual name of the phenomena. That's some freaky stuff, then. I'll look that up when I get to the office. I don't know that I'd be at risk any of that, but man, that's the fact that it can buckle a building. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't the building itself, you know, it was just the floor, like, you know, like, rised up a little bit and cracked. And, yeah, they're not uncommon. I know of at least two or three confirmed there was something else happened where everybody was wondering what the hell it was. It sounded like, it felt like an earthquake, and the meteorologist, you know, and everybody came out and said, nope, just an ice quake, not uncommon. And, so that'll happen anywhere. I mean, if it was cold and freezing, you know, there's a good chance you could have it. It just depends on how things melt and freeze.
Well, speaking of melt, you know, I haven't finished everything in my yard as far as the grade and, you know, that whole saga. You should see the lake that I have between my neighbor's house and mine because of all the snow melt and it being the lowest point. Last time it froze, I bet you we could have played 3-on-3 ice hockey easily. There was enough room.
Yeah, I got some of that. I got to do something about my, right at the end of my driveway. I have water pools up pretty bad. I'm going to have to get in there and dig a drainage channel or something. Hold on, pay for my coffee. Okay, coffee paid for. Just got to wait to grab it. Oh, man, I feel tired today.
Yep, I second that. I woke up, I've been getting good sleep. I don't know if it's just this gloom or what, but I feel ya. A little gassed.
Yeah, it wasn't my, it wasn't a full 8. I think I got about 7 last night, but that's about typical for me. I don't generally feel tired as a result, but I do got work I got to do out on the road. I was debating on doing another starting down there, but I got to grab another guy and go down there and figure some stuff out. So figured I'd come up here, get situated, figure out how things are going, and then shoot back down. So. I just got my coffee. We'll see. Maybe that'll wake me up.
I don't know if I talked to you or who did I talk to? I don't remember, but we were in the news, and I have a new boss, so I've been dealing with that. And, man, there's a lot of things to do now. Well, new boss can go a couple of ways. Can walk in with the, I'm here to kick ass and take names, and or there can be the, you know, hey, you know, I'm, just want to let everybody know everything's cool, you know, I'm just, you know, that's how they tend to come in. I'm not going to, you know, disrupt the apple cart. Some come in announcing they're going to disrupt the apple cart, and others come in, you know, ensuring they're not. But really, it takes time to figure out what they really are going to do. And that crater, I don't know if I'm making it out.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Good morning, Tom, KUWOJ. Morning, Rick. How you doing this morning? Where in the state are you headed to this morning?
Grand Rapids.
Oh, I've kind of always wanted to go there. They got the river running through the middle of town there, and it's supposed to be full of steelhead.
Great day to go magnet fishing.
Yeah, right. it always seemed kind of strange. I'm used to thinking of steelhead fishing out in the woods somewhere kind of thing, and in the middle of a big town is not what I imagined.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, I've never had steelhead. Is it just a trophy fish, or is it good eat?
Yeah, I like it. It's a big rainbow trout, kind of a, like, rainbow trout in the rivers normally just stay in the rivers kind of thing, and this one makes its way out to the ocean, or in our case, the Great Lakes. And lives most of his life there, but then comes into spawn. But unlike the salmon, they don't die after spawning, and then they go back out again. They get pretty good size.
Okay, I like trout, so that's, yes, it's good eat.
Oh, sorry, young man there. A pretty lady walked by, and I had to talk to her.
I don't blame you.
So you're going to be over in Grand Rapids a while, big job, or just a little time there and off to another part of the state?
Not sure yet. They got problems between two controllers, so we got 500 feet of cable just in case we have to run it. Won't know anything until we get there and how long it's going to take, blah, blah, blah. And then when we're done, we just scurry back this way. You know, because I got the ARPS meeting at 7 o'clock, so I want to make sure I'm there.
Oh, yeah, Roger that. Yeah, 500 feet of cable, that sounds like a lot of work to me.
Yeah, it does tend to make for a slow pull, you know, because you got two guys over 50, one with a bum leg, one with a bum shoulder, you know, so we try to work towards getting the job done.
Yes, sir, I know what you mean. For a while I worked as an electrician, apprentice electrician. We were, 40 feet in the air in a shop there, pulling some three-phase cable up through a conduit kind of thing. Huge cables. Man, you had to be a horse to pull them things up through there. And point and gravity, of course.
Yeah, that's work for young bucks.
Yeah, it was way up there, and it was greasy, you know, slippery. It was quite interesting. There was another fellow there. I can't remember what he was working on. He was just standing there shaking like a leaf, and his buddy was laughing at him, and I was like, what are you doing, man? And guy, whatever he's got's pretty heavy, so I went to grab it and help him hold it up, but it was light as a feather. He was just scared to death.
Yeah, I don't like fights.
I didn't mind him when I was young, but now I'm not so sure-footed, and I don't want nothing to do with it anymore.
100%. Yeah, I mean, I didn't like them before. I mean, I've done scissor lift work, you know, with my coworker, and I've been on top of cages, you know, working on motions above cages, stuff like that. But now, not so much. The vertigo gets to me, and it's not something I'm into anymore.
Yeah, I was a rough carpenter for quite a few years, and, you know, we'd do condos and apartment buildings and stuff, and, you know, you'd be up there two stories up in the air while walking around on a 2x4, to the top of a 2x4 wall carrying one end of a truss, kind of thing, roof truss kind of thing. And if you fell one way, you'd just go 8 feet to the deck kind of thing. If you fell the other way, you went down two stories. That was a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Good weather. It wasn't too bad, but wintertime where everything was covered in snow and ice and stuff, and all them top plates had ice on them, it made it real interesting.
Yeah, that last big windstorm we had, we were supposed to do some cameras 40 feet in the air. Of course, I don't do the lift work. I'm the ground person and safety group. But my coworker's like, we're not doing it. I don't care if it's a nice day out, 40, 50 mile an hour wind. Nope, we're not doing it. So we put it off and put it off, and finally we got a halfway decent day and got them all taken care of.
Well, that's smart, waiting for, you know, more decent weather. There's no sense in risking it. You know, only takes one slip, and things are all over, you know.
Yeah, no, I mean, we choose safety over security, so we got it done. Customer's happy, you know, and everything's all working, and now we're going out here and pulling cable for another, I think same company, just different locations.
So what kind of cable? A light cable, I hope, like a Cat 5, Cat 6, or something like that?
Oh, Cat 5.
Oh, that's not so bad. Heck, I can probably maybe do that. Maybe.
Oh, yeah, Cat 5 isn't too bad, you know. It's easy to throw, easy to pull. You know, it's when I get down to the composite, you know, that tends to be a little bit more difficult, because there you got 6 or 7 multi-conductor cables in it with an outside case, and that stuff gets heavy.
Always gets me with those small wires and small connectors there. I was used to doing, like I said, shop work, building machines kind of thing, you know. Nothing was dinky, nothing was small. Then you get into these little dinky little, like the RJ45s and stuff like that. I'm like, man, I need a midget to do these things.
Oh, yeah, that's, I mean, you got Cat 5, which is, what, 26 cables solid, twisted pairs. You know, but I work with 22-4, 26-6. You know, I got some of them I like really... wires that go through a transfer hinge on a door. So get down to that small scale stuff.
Yeah, those are too dinky for me. A long time ago I decided I wanted to start learning electronics and that, and I started getting some of these, home electronic projects and buying stuff and fooling around and breadboards and test boards and all that kind of stuff. And I started finding out my fingers are just too big and fat for doing that stuff.
Well, that's where that big magnifying lens comes into play. Or my whole tool. I mean, I don't do the breadboard or anything like that, but I do. I have done what are they? 15-pin connectors, 9-pins.
Yeah, we used to have control cables that had like 60-pin connections in them, and but geez, they were like 3 inches around in diameter, kind of thing, you know. It wasn't that little dinky stuff.
Yeah, I've done DB9 and DB25, but it's been a long time. Well, I just did a DB9, I think, last year for a GPS unit for one of the receivers. That all up. 5 feet of cable, so. It's been a while since I've done that.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's been a while since I've done much of anything. Uh-oh.
The fog must be really good for radio because I'm still on the Richmond repeater. I don't know, maybe I'll lose John Henley sitting, you know, at 1053, usually when he gets a little bit staticky.
Well, actually, you're going to lose me in a couple of seconds because my battery's about to die.
All right, sir, then I'll cut you loose. You go take care of the keys if you haven't done that already, and watch the pretty lady. So I'll say 73 on your final.
Okay, young man, have a good day. Be careful out there. Catch you later. KZ8WOJ.
Connected to CMN Network.
KFA, FSC, radio check. KFA, FSV, radio check.
Radio check, come on Fridays. Give me one.
Thank you, sir. Just set up my brand new radio. Just want to make sure it works. KFA, FSV, 72.
Yeah, you're very quiet.
I got all the swamps going out. I'm not sure. I will check into it though. Thank you.
Hey.
You're connected to CMN Network.
W-8-F-U. KJO from FU.
Let's see how good I do. I'm on the Duran Tower over my landing.
Is that the Jimmy Duran Tower? Got a fine nose. That's a joke.
Yeah, I'm getting a little steady though, so I don't know which one floats beside that one.
Oh, sorry, we doubled. I said that was a joke that only a few people my age would even get. Anywho, you're a little crisp, you know, a little crackly, but you're okay.
Yeah, I'm back out to Grand Rapids.
How's the fog? I'm here in Clinton Township, south on Grosbeck, and pretty dense still. No trouble. You know, you can see plenty in it. You know, as long as you can see out beyond your car's ability to stop, you know, with a little cush, you know, it's smooth sailing. And right now, I'd say I can see well out beyond the car's ability to stop, so it's all good. But it's pretty dense, though. Visibility is probably half a mile.
Absolutely zero fog out here. Just a little bit of speckles of rain. Gloomy, but no fog. I can see 5 miles.
All right, yeah, it still hasn't burned off out here, over here, so just waiting for it to burn off, I'm guessing within the hour or so, but like I said, pretty thick. Of course, you know, we're a lot closer to the lake. I take it you're taking the 69 to 96 route, like yesterday. I mean, that'd be the only way that makes sense for you, so.
100% correct, sir. Matter of fact, I'm just coming up to the split right now. What is that, north left of Lansing, more or less? Or no, wait, a little bit east, north east of Lansing. I'm just in the split now, 96 west of Grand Rapids.
There you go. Oh, very good. So did you stop and got peanuts yesterday, did you?
Yeah, I was just about to pull out when you called me. I was right there outside the door. My coworker couldn't back up because, you know, I got the full-size van, he's got the Maverick, and he couldn't see to back up. He was like, "Will you get out of my way?" So I was going to go around the corner and come back for like another parking spot. He said, "Don't worry about it." I'll be out this way next week. I can help website out for a bit.
It's no big deal. It's not like I really wanted anything. I just figured if you were there, kind of thing, no big deal at all. But, yeah, if I had a little heads up, like if you know next week sometime you're going to be, you know, stopping in there, and if you know with about an hour's heads up, I could just go in there, order whatever I want, pay for it, and, you know, and it'll be ready. It'll be will call when you get there. But, you know, that way I won't feel guilty about buying, you know, $30 worth of crap, which you can run up pretty quick there. And I'm going through there next week, the week after that. So I'll be passing through there as well. So I really had a hankering.
I know, it's addicting. I walked out of there with $35 worth of product.
Yeah, I was going to get a pound of that premium mix or superior mix or special, whatever it is. So it's got, you know, no peanuts. It's all like, you know, high-end stuff. And that was like $22 a pound. I was going to get a pound of that, and then I was going to get a pound of the, they got these sour candies. I was going to get a bag of those, too. That was like $8 or something like that. I think my wife would like those. I might even nibble at one or two here and again. You know, just got to keep it down to one or two. But I'll have more time to think about it. And if I do a will call, it won't matter. I can just go click, 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 and then pay for it. And it'll just say bag for Sean. I'm not a regular mix nuts guy, but I like that place, and I figured, you know, once in a while, when there's an excuse, you know, like you're going to be there or something like that, then that's usually about my time frame. But I can go quite a while without mixed nuts. I'll tell you what, I found some. I was in Randazzo's, the one down at Gratiot and 696, and they had some just generic, or not generic, but just some off-brand bags of peanuts, and they had these Cajun peanuts, and I grabbed them just for fun. They were really good, and I get those right here. You know, they're just peanuts, though, of course, you know, not the fancy nuts. You know, them jumbo cashews that they got over there at that place are really good, too.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
I think I'm at the end of my string. I've got to hold you when I get back in the area. So I say, you know, if you.
Yep, you're a little rough. So we'll catch you either on the next repeater or, when you, like you said, when you get back. I'll throw the MI-5 up, just in case that one's working for you. W8FU.
Connected to CMN Network.
Mobile.
You're connected to CMN Network.
88WOJ.
Connected to CMN Network.
KATR from WAFU.
K8BSI mobile.
You're connected to CMN Network.
W-A-W-K-P-R. K-P-R-W-Y-M.
currently connected to CMN Network.
WAGD. This is KS8FJH testing.
Connected to CMN Network.
I'll be right meeting.
No, man.
I didn't do it.
I decided, you know, I was going to take 10 mile across and just take the surface streets home. And I thought, well, maybe I'll just run up Mound and hit 12 mile. I said, yeah, I'll just hop on the freeway, shoot that over to the corner. Bumper to bumper as soon as I got on here. I don't know what's going on. There's flashers and lights and bumper to bumper traffic. Of course.
It's been raining pretty significantly, so I imagine there's probably a fender benders out there. I'm coming back from Lake Orion, and this has been a slow boat to China, so... I ran into a little bit of hail, pea-sized hail for a while, some lightning, short visibility, and all the traffic. You know, like when it's like this, you got some that drive like it's a nice day, and others that drive like they're scared to be on the road. And it's that mismatch. So you know what that's all about.
Hey, Sean.
Yo.
Accident, westbound 696 at Mound, left-hand lane blocked. That's your backup. WAW.
Yeah, it's a mess, but I just got on at Mound, so it looks like I was right on the back end of it, so it opened up a little bit. But now, you know, it's starting to back up for 75, which it does this time of day. But that's okay. 11-mile road, 3/4 mile. Woo-hoo! Getting off at Tony's old house. No, not Tony, Dave. Doug, KNB, remember his old house?
Do you remember what about Doug?
Remember when he lived right behind you on that little dirt dead end off of the service drive?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just saying, I'm just getting off the freeway at Doug's old house.
Ah, okay, I gotcha. I don't know, I missed that somehow the first time around. Anyway, the other gentleman, go ahead, I forgot the call. I'm backing out. WAW.
WAVD. Wally. So, yeah, just driving down here, and Sean said, oh, man. So I figured something was frustrating. So other than that, did you get it figured out?
I'm over here in our pad, my stomping grounds, still our stomping grounds, kind of. He moved a little to the west, I moved a little to the north, so. But, yeah, this is our old stomping grounds here.
dropped again. Did that funky thing it does.
Oh. Okay, so did you get everything else you wanted to get done, done?
Oh, my God, don't even get me started. This, yesterday, this was, I was just stopping in because Motorola was doing some system upgrades. So I was just kind of going to oversee and all that stuff. Plus, there was some other work I wanted to touch base with them on, some radio archive stuff and some other various things. All in all, it was just going to be kind of a lollygag day down in the South End, right, you know? Well, you know, when I got there, then this happened and that happened, and I was trying to solve this for them and that for them, and then they discovered this problem they never knew they had, and so I just, things started going snowballing, and then when I got there today, you know, I was like, okay, well, all we got to do is this, and, you know, we'll solve this problem. So we did that, and, of course, everything on our end was perfect, but then we found out that the problem was even deeper than we thought. It was in the equipment, and we spent all day trying to get that straightened out. We got the primary objective done that we came for, but there's a punch list of things that are just not right. And, you know, they want to point at the installation, you know, the original installation, but it might be, but you can't really prove it at this point, you know, so many fingers have been in the damn thing. But, I could be more specific in person, but we're clear for today. Let's just say that.
Well, that's good. You're going to be able to do a dinner, or are you going to have to postpone that?
I don't know. I didn't even get to go to lunch. I had to run home and grab a metering and all that. So let me get inside and see what's going on at home and let you know. But I'm beat. I'm not feeling it.
Okay, it's no big deal. I was just at the meeting early. Dave's not going to get there till probably about 6:15, 6:20 anyways, because I think he works today till 6. So I chatted with him on the phone a little bit. He is in the market for a new radio.
Dave is? Good grief. With all the radios he has?
We're talking about YNU.
Yeah, he's got that XBR, right? I think he got an XBR or something from you, and then he's got that APX 8000. And, you know, what more could he want?
Any tone or something similar.
Well, I've got an Anytone, what is it? I don't know which one he's interested in, but I've got an Anytone. I've just got too many radios. I've got to liquidate.
Is it a mobile? He's looking for a mobile.
Mobile? No, I've got some mobiles, but not anything I think he'd be interested in, either analog or I think I might have a D-Star mobile that needs repair. I got to fix it first. Probably got a Fusion mobile. Don't think I have anything in P25 or DMR. Sure, I don't have anything in DMR.
Yeah, well, with his position, and if he's going to spend some money, my suggestion is I'm fine with doing these songs. That's not a bad radio. Definitely needs a VHF, UHF, and DMR combo, you know, so he has something in his car that will cover all the angles. P25 would be a nice luxury, but I think he would, you know, if he's looking for a versatile type thing, you know, because we have the MAC, which is 2 meter, we have 5.1 DMR, you know, so we have all of that stuff, and we have all of the UHF stuff floating around our county. So I personally think, the best catch-all for him would be something of that realm, VHF, UHF.
You're connected to CMN Network.
I don't disagree. I think that 578 mobile they've got might be a pretty good choice for them. I've heard good things about them. I haven't had one, but I understand it's kind of the same. Although I'll tell you what, that that 9600, like the one you got from me, that's supposed to be a pretty good radio.
Yeah, I sold the 9600 to KCKGO. Yeah, that's a good radio. Well, I did some research for him, and yeah, it's the two ones that get all of the internet rave are the 9600 and the Anytone. But the Anytone makes a professional version, which is Type 90 accepted, and they make a pro pro. And then they make another one, which is more designed for amateurs, and it's got 220 in it. But the 220 band is only 5 watts, and 220 doesn't really mean anything to anybody around here. So I don't know if the Pro would be a better choice for him, just because, you know, Type 90 and stronger built. You know, it's more designed for commercial, the Pro.
Well, I guess it depends on what kind of premium you have to pay for that. Because, you know, I mean, I'd pay a small premium for something like that, but don't know if I would, if I were looking for premium, I don't know if I'd be looking at that particular manufacturer. So, you know, it's kind of a, you know, so there's that. So I think I might just stick with the amateur rated one and, call it a day. I don't know. It depends on what the premium is for the quote-unquote, you know, commercial grade one is.
Are you ready for this? The Pro is $100 cheaper than the amateur one.
Well, I'd look into that and see why. Is there something you can't do with it? There's got to be some reason for that.
I've had a really busy day, but I just spend a little bit of time on it. And the biggest thing I could see is that it carries a lot of contacts, more contacts, but the Pro carries 20,000. And I think the amateur version carries 200,000. Okay, and my God, 20,000 is more than enough. And then the amateur version has the 220 band, but like I said, the amateur 220 band is only 5 watts, and I think there's only one repeater in our entire area of concern that's 220, and that's down in Roseville. And I've hit it a couple times just to say I did it with my handy talkie, but I've never chatted on it.
Yep, 220, the greatest band that never was. So it was. I was quite excited about it when they were, you know, the best thing that ever happens when they sold off part of 220 to UPS or whatever it was, or, you know, and I thought that was going to make for some real good commercial gear hitting the market, and repeaters and duplexers and antennas and all that stuff. That's what it takes to make a, you know, make a band vibrant in the AM radio, is surplus gear. But that kind of fizzled out as quick as it was commandeered. It fizzled out, and now we're just left with less band and no equipment. So, you know, I mean, you can do it. There's still ways to do it if you want to. All right, well, yeah, I just pulled up back in the driveway. I'm beat. I got to get inside and get my shoes off and get a meter on what's going on before I give any consideration of venturing back out again. After yours, W8FU.
Stay chill. I'd rather have you at the meeting than at something to eat. So, later, W8FU.
All right, WFS Mobile, Farmington Hills.
You're a long way from home.
come down and get somebody's meat in our mouth.
Ah. Okay. You heard from Jeff. I can't get a hold of him today. Make sure everything is good.
No, but I haven't really been on the radio or I wasn't in my office today because I'm off today and tomorrow, so I haven't even been near it. I'm watching TV and relaxing.
No, very good. All right. Where'd you go, Farmington?
Oh, down to Bob's Barbecue here.
I'm going to have to check that out. I like barbecue, and I spend a fair amount of time over there working, seeing clients. So it sounds like a thing. I did finally get my tape radio. I'm talking to you on it.
But it's working. Coming on, don't turn on to Woodward here. Going, coming up to the light at 696. Ooh. Got hailed and rained on, so I'm cold and wet.
Yeah, I ran into some hail too. I was on Hall Road. Pea-sized hail. I don't know, visibility, probably a quarter mile, but, it didn't last long, maybe 2 or 3 minutes, and then it lit up. Now it's kind of clear. I'm above Hall and Gratiot, so it's kind of cleared up. So, not too bad. Yeah, the scan routine is very different. Took me a while to get used to that, and it doesn't do two things at one time. It does do two things. It does do P25, it does do DMR, but you can't have those two in the same scan routine. It doesn't like it. And Sean was talking with one of the other vendors, and they said basically the radio does a reboot, a soft reboot, when you switch it between each mode. But nonetheless, I have it, and I'm going to have to learn how to love it.
Kind of makes sense. The G5 and a couple other radios I know of are the same way. You can't intermix their modes like that.
Well, Sean was talking to the Viking guy. I think it was the Viking guy. And he said theirs does that. So I would like to see it. He was the one that was telling Sean that it does a soft reboot, and it does, because it comes back and says, I mean, all the lights down and everything, but when you jump from one to the other, it says, please wait, and it waits about a second, but it does do that, so, you know, as far as that goes, and then the scan routine, which isn't documented anywhere, because anybody else gets one of these, their hands on it, the scan routine is basically a channel. So, and I couldn't figure out why when I was scanning through the channels did this thing start scanning. And I couldn't figure out, you know, it'll do it with a button, but you scan through it. So if you set up, like, 10 channels, okay, and then you build a scan routine, it takes channel 11 and it makes that the scan routine. So if you want to do the scan routine in that zone, you just go to channel 11 and then it starts scanning, which I don't know if I love that or hate it or whatever. The jury's still out on it. But it was different. And it was documented nowhere. Not in any of the literature and not anywhere on the internet. But if you ever get your hands on one of them, that's the way it works.
Yeah, they just treat it like auto scan. A forced auto scan profile. Personality there.
Yeah, and like I said, that was new to me. I'm used to the Motorola's and all the hammy stuff and, you know, things of that nature, but this one was new to me. But whatever, it was a good learning experience. So now I'm happier, but for a while there, I thought, oh man, that was the mistake of all mistakes. But once I figured that out by accident, I felt better. So either that or I was going to go call the tape guy and say, okay, what's this, Kenny? And then I know what the answer would be. Well, you know, you bought a commercial radio and you're trying to use it, blah, blah, blah. You know, that road goes. So.
So, anyways, enough about me. You heading back today, tonight?
Headed westbound on 696 in the eastbound lane, it looks like, because of the construction. So, yeah, I got to go to Fenton. So, instead of going back up 75, we're going towards 96 here.
Well, very good. Okay. Well, hopefully we get to make it onto our little Zoom thing tonight. That'll be fun. We're all looking forward to it.
If only to see Chairman Moe do a presentation.
Yeah. So that's what we're looking for. What's the features? What's it do? Things like that. They start asking DMR questions. That's for another day. I missed that last, but all right. I think you were signing out. WVD.
WDKLL.
Connected to CMN Network.
NAPDF. K8GMR.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Well, that's different.
Good, I'll be right back.
It must be your new radio makes weird noises.
It does. A lot of things I don't know, but I thought I heard that KCM, which is what's on right now, because it's the second to pop up in the scan routine, and it said this is a K, I thought it said this is a KC8LT.3 and I said, well, that's different.
Yeah, I was just hearing carrier go beep beep, every, you know, like while you're talking, so I don't know if that was a repeater or something on your side or what?
You know, I did it while you're talking too. So, something's different.
Gremlins in the machine. misses it. But anyways, I should be able to make it out there. My wife's going to take my daughter, so I will probably see you there. Kia Theta.
Looking forward to it. Hope this is worthwhile. My plan.
Are you on the KPE LTO computer as well, or is that TP going other units, machines? I am on the UMP right now.
Okay, well, I'm sure it means something.
I guess it means it's working, right? If we're able to talk to each other.
Yeah, I don't know. Sean, you there? You know what the beep beep means?
What repeater are you on, Wally? You on Richmond?
No, I'm on KC8LTS, and Dave was on the UMP, and we're both hearing a beep beep.
Yeah, that's interesting. It sounds like Quantar error tones. The double beep is usually an indicator that there's a power foldback issue, but that's not usually propagated over the wireline, although it can be, I think, depending on how it's programmed. So one of the repeaters could be having a power foldback and error tones transmitted to wireline. It's kind of my guess. So guess we got to try to figure out. I didn't hear it when Dave was talking, and I didn't hear it. I don't know if you hear it while I'm talking. So, you know, it's making me wonder where it could be coming from. We should hear it on everybody, or it should only be heard on one of the repeaters.
W8RCY with a comment.
Go ahead. Yes, Sean, I'm hearing it when you're talking. RCY.
I'm communicating on the LTS as well, and I'm hearing it on everybody's transmission. I was only hearing it when I was on, I was only hearing it from Wally's radio on the FBI network. But on the LTS, I'm hearing it on everybody's transmission, and you probably hear it on mine because I hear it on another radio in my unit. Yeah, I do not hear it on, Sean, when you were talking, I did not hear it on you from UMP. So I think that I conclude it's probably LTS.
See, when Sean was talking, I heard it.
Yeah, but you're on LTS.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to check something. I'm going to check the Richmond machine because you said something about it having diminished power out. I'm going to go check and see if there's any SWR alarms on it.
Okay. I'll stay here just because.
W8RCY.
Yes, sir.
Whoever transmitted after me, all I heard on the key up was, sir.
Might have been me. I said, yes, sir.
Copied your full transmission that time.
Thank you.
W8RCY.
Okay, let's see if we can make it error. No problems apparently on the Richmond. Full PA, no complaints.
Yeah,
stopped my scan routine. I was just seeing what this radio would do. That's why I went to the LTS, and I'm at the intermediate school district parking lot, and I'm hitting it, and that's where I heard the beep beep. So I don't know if that beep beep is just coming on the LTS, or if it's, I thought maybe others were hearing it, and some of the others was being rebroadcast, if the LTS is the culprit.
Yeah, I think Dave's right. I think it's coming from TJ's machine. I don't know what he's got down there. Is that a Quantar? Might be now. He might have swapped it out for a Quantar when he got it fixed. I'm not sure. But anyhow, it's got a typical Motorola TA, SWR, TA foldback tones. Usually, in the software, we tell it not to broadcast those down the wireline. He might have that set, so. But that's okay. It lets there's a one of the repeaters is crabbing about its antenna or its PA.
Okay, well, that makes sense. There's somebody around here would know what that double beat meant. So, all right, very good. It's supposed to get windy tomorrow, so who knows? Maybe it doesn't like the fog and saying heck with this. All right, I'm going in and like a ding dong. I didn't bring an HT with me, but there's lots of them in there, so I'll talk later. WV.
All right, catch later. WNFU.
Hey, KJ.
NADDM.
You're connected to CMN Network.
There's the troublemaker. TFADA.
Good evening. I couldn't remember which antenna plate or port was which. I had disconnected last night because of the lightning storm and I didn't have the mast grounded yet, and I got it on the first try. How are you?
Doing all right. How is my signal? Because I'm on the FTX1 with a dorky antenna hooked up to it.
You're all right. You got a little bit of snow, but it sounds like I'm assuming it's inside. But yeah, you sound fine. You just got a little bit of fuzz to you.
Yeah, it's only 6 watts, so that's what we gotta live with. What was I gonna say? So I figured out my fusion problem. I had a fusion problem on this radio, and it turned out that for some reason you got to put the AGC, automatic gain control, on auto. Otherwise, it doesn't hear anything on fusion. It's so weird.
I was just going to ask on that.
I heard a Cujo. Go ahead.
Was it a Cujo?
Let's try Flint. I was on Holland. I lost everybody.
Yeah,
who's besides Dave? Is that the Dakota
here
there in the background?
Do you guys hear the thunder and lightning? Well, you saw the lightning, heard the thunder.
All right, let's get a rotation and we keep doubling. Tom, I got you. Dave, I hear you. Dave, I didn't hear anything you just said. So Dave, then me, then Tom.
Leave me a little space. No, I was just saying maybe it's because we've got water in the antennas and stuff and things are linking back up and things. I don't know, speculating. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I'm over something
about
now?
Flint and
KJ.
70 centimeter is weird when there's water in the air. I don't know what it is. That's been my take.
I can second that. I've had a lot of issues just commuting spots. I usually should be able to get into repeaters, no problem. I've had a lot of static or bad reports.
Yeah, like I was saying, I was, you know, I was driving around and I was like, you know, pretty much where the UMP repeater is, and it was kind of flaky. But it, you know, it's just when the weather, and it was foggy that day, so I kind of blame it on that. You know, it was that ice fog that we had. It was really cool looking at it because I was like driving towards, you know, BJ's, which is on 94 and M59, and it was like coming in from the, it looked like it was coming in from Lake St. Clair, and then by the time I got out, it was all overwhelmed everywhere.
Must be something wrong with the Holly Tower, because all I'm getting is static back on the return.
There you go. I can copy you nice and clean that time.
Yeah, guys, I was on Holly, and I can hear you perfectly fine, but you couldn't hear me, and I was getting like a bad tail squelch at the end, so I don't know, I spilled up something.
Yeah, I'll be on you now. You're nice and clear.
Not a repeater.
Are you still out and about heading home or what?
A repeater antenna expert, though. And I'm guessing maybe something, you know, it has to be something with the water.
I don't know. I had a problem with the Richmond Tower not too long ago, you know, with all the ice and stuff. I think we have a bad connection there. We told Sean about it, and I know he's, well, and I were discussing it. But we'll see when the weather gets better or what we can find out.
I'm no expert, but I'd be willing to bet that dense fog retards the signal, especially, well, I don't know. UHF is supposed to burn through stuff, but I don't know. Maybe those water molecules are prohibiting that.
Well, it's like I use that elephant walking through the storm, right? So, like, big elephant can get through all, well, raindrops don't affect it, but the smaller the wavelength, the more smaller particles interfere, so, yeah, it's probably just an anomaly, you know, it'll be fine. I bet you, like, 2 meter will be fine, like, right now.
Yeah, which is odd, because this morning, I was on Richmond all the way to Imlay City.
That is weird, because I have problems with Richmond commuting to work.
I blame Meshtastic. Meshtastic's involved.
All right, I'm back on Holly. How do I sound? KJKJO.
All good here.
Yeah, you sound better now.
Yeah, I think I would sit right there in between Holly and Flint and not on the go to Holly. Flint, that was doing good when you heard me, but you guys are just static. Now Holly is loud and clear. And, ooh, look, fog.
Where are you at, an I-75?
Yeah, 75 south at mile marker 104. Coming into Clarkston, or just north of Clarkston, about 15 miles. But out in Grand Rapids, my God, it was 62 degrees and sunny. It was beautiful.
I didn't look at the weather. Are we going to get that? We're going to get that weather tomorrow, or are we? I thought we were getting colder again.
Sorry, guys, I'm going to
drop out here. I just want to pop on and say hi and make sure I had my antenna right. But carry on, and maybe I'll catch you guys tomorrow at 8 p.m.
All right, Dakota 73, I'll talk to you in the morning. Go ahead, Dave, KCKGO.
Talk to you later, Dakota. And, yeah, so are you going to the meeting later today at 7?
Absolutely. It says my arrival time will be 18:50.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm gonna stop by. I gotta figure out what I gotta do with my dog, though. She's kind of dependent on me. we'll do a trial run of me not being home, see how she does. But I'm gonna try to make it, and I gotta probably think about getting dinner here soon.
Yeah, I'll eat dinner when I get home. It's gonna be a late dinner, but I'll eat dinner. My wife is making some type of pork roast or something like that, or roasted pork chops. We didn't have a pork roast, so she found a bunch of frozen pork chops and threw them into a crock pot with some vegetables, and that's how we're having it, which is fine with me.
Oh, yeah, it'll be good if it's been cooking all day. It'll be nice and, what do they call it, tender. Fall off the bone. Well, there's no bone, but I guess there is a bone. But yeah, whatever. It'll be nice. All right, I'm gonna let you go so I can figure out what I'm going to do for dinner here. And figure out situations for the dog. But I'll chat with you later. KF8S. Listen out.
All right, I'll possibly see you at the meeting. KCHO.
KCHO. NABZR.
NABZR. What's going on, Brian? KCHO.
I just want to jump in there and say hello. I thought you were going to Grand Rapids today, though. What are you doing up there by Holly?
I was in Grand Rapids this morning about 10 o'clock and left Greenville about 4. Stopped off at a rest stop off of 75 just north of Flint. Walked about a half a mile, got some steps in, jumped in the van, and now I'm heading over to the meeting. It says 37 miles, 38 minutes, arrival time of 18:50. So, how the day goes.
Wow, you're a motoring man, that's for sure. Hey, I invited Wyatt and his dad to the meeting, and I think they're coming tonight. Over.
That will be awesome. I was thinking of doing that, but I'm sure they'll enjoy it. And then you see what kind of equipment Wyatt has. And everybody likes him. I mean, he's a great kid, very smart. I love watching his YouTube videos.
Yeah, I was just going to ask if you were watching the YouTube videos. Because, he's awesome. He wants to get Radiodity 668 or something for his birthday.
Yeah, I think that'll be cool.
I got this thing hooked up to the car stereo, and when the phone rings, when if somebody calls me, it switches over and I lose you.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah, I'm just cruising down 75 here.
Yeah, the stupid phone thing switches over and I lose again. I gotta answer the call and hang up to reset the whole thing. Hey, I got one problem with my radio. For some strange reason, it always sets the channels to default to mid bandwidth, not narrow bandwidth, not wide bandwidth, to mid bandwidth. And so I have to manually set it to wide all the time to talk to somebody. That's how they control the sound, the audio gain is with the narrow band, wide band, everything. So when you guys...
KCAKJL. Do you do programming with your computer on it? Or are you hand programming? If you're doing your programming through the computer, you should be able to set it up as a default of why can't.
Yeah, I did. I set it up the default all wide band, but it changes it. And if I change channels, it'll always go back to that mid band.
What kind of radio?
It's a TYT, TH, Tango Hotel 9800. The quad band radio. Any BZF or ID.
Well, that's odd. That one doesn't have the DMR, though, does it?
No DMR. I got my portable here for DMR.
Oh, gotcha. Well, you can look at the MP9600 for a DMR. That's a pretty good tight radio right there. I like it. As it's for a DMRS.
About 10% of that coming through. You're all broken up. I'm on the KC8LTS repeater, and you were sounding beautiful when you were talking to the other guys. They said they couldn't hear you. I could hear you fine. I don't copy you, Tom. I'm only getting 5 to 10%. Okay, we'll listen for you. I'm gonna sit back here and just listen. You're not coming through. Maybe I'll talk to you in a bit. 73s, any GCR, we're listening for you.
WABPD.
Connected to CMN Network.
KCAKJL.
Good evening, Tom. WABPD.
Oh, happy to be back in the area.
Does this mean you're done for the day and heading towards the meeting?
Absolutely.
Tried to get out the door earlier so I could grab some food. I might be able to squeak a hamburger in before I get there, but I would, be remiss if I didn't say my 3D printer had a clock just to keep me at home long enough that I got to rush to get there.
Yeah, well, I took the opportunity to, when we got on the 75 from 57, co-worker says, you want to hit the rest stop and walk around? I'm like, yep, got to stretch the legs. Let's do as many tests as we can. So we pulled off to the rest stop, walked about a half mile, and then jump back in and stop down here.
NABZR.
Hello, Elder Brian. KCAKJL.
Yeah, Tom, it's real important to stretch the legs, especially with all the driving that you do. You got to stop and get out and do that, man, or you get a stroke like I had. Hi, Brian, WPPD.
BPD,
how you doing?
Oh, I got a chance to stretch my legs today. I washed the dogs before when I got home from work before I got into my other stuff, so that was a workout. Tom?
I let the rain and the fog do their job. Well, you know, but when the weather's better, yeah, we'll go wash the dogs. The only drawback is if they go outside and then my dog, being a hunting dog, she likes to roll around on the dirt after having a shower. It's like, drives me nuts. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, we had been putting it off and putting it off and waiting for better weather, and it just got to the point where it had to get done. So, I had a little bit of extra time and did it.
What kind of dog you got, Brian? Is it a big one or a little one?
The big one's almost 80 pounds, boxer mix. The little one's pug mix, but don't let that fool you. He's about the size of an average rat terrier. He runs about 30, 32 pounds.
Yeah, I got a couple of retrievers. They're rescues. One of them's got some, Rhodesian Ridgeback in her. But, they're great dogs, these two rescues. And the other one's a lunatic. She's just crazy. But I love them.
Yeah, well, I have three. I got my baby. She's a Mountain Cur Whippet. And then my daughter's dog is a Black Lab Pit Bull. And she's about 60 pounds of fat muscle. And then my son's dog is a Australian Shepherd Blue Heeler. And she weighs by about 40 pounds. And she's a thick girl, too.
15 minutes away.
I got 17 minutes, 12 miles on Hall Road here.
Yeah, I'm on Hall Road too. There's 10 more miles to go.
Well, I'm on 16 Mile Road and it says I got about 14 minutes left to go. But the drivers are telling me otherwise. Nobody wants to do the speed limit. They're afraid of the little bit of fog we have.
Oh, yeah, you know, fog. I mean, now, granted, it was pea soup earlier, and that there I take my time in, because I already saw an accident on the side from the fog, because somebody wasn't paying attention. And where am I at? Yeah, it says 9.7 miles, so I'm not that far away. Coming up on Rochester exit. KGO4IV.
For yeah, I almost ran
through a red light
that I go by every single day because that fog was so
thick. Yeah, 16 Mile Road in Shaner, just going past the golf course over there, Plum Brook. It got a little bit thick for a second, but I'm back to half a mile visibility.
KE8RUH?
Come on, Anthony, talk to us.
What's going on, gentlemen? I'm assuming people are en route right now.
That would be three affirmative.
More miles to go.
Cool. I am also, but I am running a few minutes behind. So we'll get there as quickly as I can, but... cool. I will throw it to the next person. I don't even know who all was in here.
Getting that little congestion here on Hall Road, how that goes. People don't want to pay attention and just keep driving. Where's BZR? I think you're out there somewhere, Brian. Your audio dropped off for a minute.
Oh, shoot. I hope it didn't switch again. How's the sound now? Over?
That sounds better. Go over to Anthony, then over to BPD, and then you guys come back around to me. Cool. Yeah, I don't know what the topic was or if there was one, but I heard you guys saying how foggy it was. It's definitely just as foggy over here at Eaton Mac, so it should be a fun drive out there, but it is what it is. We could be in for this fog for the next week if we're not careful. Hopefully we'll get some wind or we'll get some sun. Who knows?
Well, it depends, you know. If the lake was wide open, you'd have really bad fog down there. But, no, it's coming and going in pockets. Going by the golf course was the absolute worst. But other than that, like I say, quarter mile to half a mile visibility. Of course, we got rush hour idiots out here tonight.
Is I was in Grand Rapids all day and then Greenville, clear as a bell, nice and sunny. It was like 62 degrees and beautiful. And then when we got just north of Flint, stopped off at the rest stop, it chilled down to about 38 or 40. And then, what is it now, 39, and foggy. So, kind of crazy.
I think I doubled with you. This is Annie BZS for ID. Hey, Cooper, was Rich talking to you about Steelhead this morning? He was talking to you about Steelhead. Is he talking about them being in the up by Rochester Hills and the river over?
There are Steelhead in the Clinton River over there, yes. Are you talking about the Steelhead up there by in Grand River? Is that what you're talking about earlier?
I don't know. Rick was talking to you this morning about Steelhead, and I was just wondering if they were the ones in the Rochester Hills, by Rochester Hills there.
I know we were talking about Steelhead, but I forgot where it was at unless he was talking about in the Grand River up there in Grand Rapids.
They do a lot of steelhead fishing over there on the Grand River and Grand Rapids, and also if you work hard enough and know what you're doing, you can catch them over on the Clinton River and some on the Payne Creek also. Man, I take a few days off and I missed a fishing conversation this morning. Man, that shows I need to be on the radio every morning. I don't want to miss fishing conversations.
Well, I didn't hear that. It must have been a late trip in for those people, because about 9 o'clock I got busy at work.
Yeah, it was around 8 o'clock that Rick and I were talking about it. I asked him what size of magnet that he used for the steelhead.
Well, you were asking them if they were good eating, and they are great eating. Those are trout, man.
Hey, guys, I got to take a phone call. I'll be back in a few minutes, or I'll see you when I arrive. KE8RUH.
Oh, I love trout. I don't think I've never had steelhead, but I do love trout. That's a good fish. BPD, pick it up and then throw it over to a BVR.
Well, I'm not much of a fish eater. My mom never prepared it because she didn't like it. And, I had a real bad experience with some real fine rib bones at one time. And just, I'll go out where it's professionally prepared, but very rarely will I just order it. But Fridays during Lent, I have to.
Yeah, my next door neighbor had an event like that, and he won't touch fish, but it's too bad because they're so good. And that's the rainbow trout is what the steelhead is. I guess they run out to the lake and get mean and nasty and come back in to spawn, and and then they call him Steelhead. Over.
Oh, I like trout. I don't like perch. Lake perch or ocean perch. Just don't like perch. Blech, blech, blech. But catfish, I'll eat catfish, is really good. But Brian, BPD, they have, I don't know where I got them from, but I have these little mini fish fillets, breaded fish fillets, like mini McDonald's McFish. And they're not bad.
Man, I'm pulling up to McDonald's drive-thru. I'll be back in a minute. WBPD.
Hey, BZR for ID. Kojo, do you like walleye, or?
JJ Knapp in Richmond has the best breaded walleye. And it's a good price, and man, my wife and I will eat just the crap out of it. Usually we get fish, and we always get cod, whatever else. But there's walleye, oh yeah. All you can eat walleye, oh yeah, I'll sit there till I'm my belly first.
Well, perch are cousins for the walleye. They're almost the same thing. Maybe you're talking about ocean perch, because I can't stand ocean perch. My mom used to make that when I was a kid, and it would make me sick. But, man, I love lake perch. Lake perch and walleye, those are my favorite. Over.
Yeah, I know. I've had both, and I'm just not a perch fan. Walleye, though, like I said, I like walleye. I like salmon. Mini fish like Burundi and orange roughy, and of course I like my cod, and there's another white fish that I like.
One of the ladies at Richmond's walleye, yeah, that was great, but I just kind of shy away from it because of that bone incident.
The catfish, it had some kind of Vietnamese catfish that they were going to introduce here in the United States, but I don't know if they ever did, but man, was that good. Oh, I eat that every day.
Oh, catfish. Yes. Catfish got to be Cajun or blackened, and that's my favorite way of having it. Brian, I know about the bone incident. That's why I don't like perch. I took it. I had it somewhere in Harrison Township, and I got a mouthful of bones. I'm like, I'm done. If all I taste is bones, no. Never again.
Okay, we're almost here. Half a mile to go.
I see the college, so I'm a quarter mile.
Let's see, Tacoma? Nope, that's not right. The next one.
I got about 1.1. I'm at Canal and Garfield.
I'm turning on the Garfield. And what did you get at McDonald's? A couple cheeseburgers?
Oma.
Sandwich.
A cheeseburger and a little cheeseburger. Quarter pound of cheese and a regular cheeseburger. Just some quick protein.
Brian, will you order McDonald's? A fish sandwich?
Play of fishes tomorrow when I can't eat meat.
I eat two of those and a small fry. Two filet of fish and a small fry. Now what my wife does, she doesn't like tartar sauce, so she gets a filet of fish, add no tartar, add mayo, lettuce and tomato. It's a nice little fish sandwich.
I don't know where the hell I'm at.
Just look up the hill with all the vehicles with a bunch of antennas.
Yeah, I pulled in over here by the hospital. It's so dark, I can't see nothing. Oh, there's the buses. Okay, I know where I'm at.
You're connected to CMN Network.
All right, somebody just pulled up in a truck.
That was Brian, and I am right across from KKKJ.
You guys inside, any busy air clear?
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
November 8, Juliet Bravo Alpha. Anybody out here monitoring the frequency can give me a radio check.
You're coming in loud and clear, station. KFAAYO.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we're transmitting on a FTX-1F currently right now. Sitting at the kitchen table with a little handheld antenna. Finally got it to tune in, and it seems to be working pretty well.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like there's any real problems. There's some very, very slight background noise, but nothing to worry about. You're very loud, and the audio is good, and very clear.
Roger that. Thank you very much. I turned mic gain down a little bit there. We are also at 2.5 watts. I didn't realize that. I thought I was using the full 6 watts out of this thing, but I guess not. NHABA, 373 to you. I'm going to go try to hit another repeater that's a little further out.
Enjoy the rest of your evening. KFADYO.
Well, how is Ken?
Well, what's up, Mr. Jack? It's been a while. I haven't heard you out here in a while.
That was Ken out there?
Hey, Jack, how's it going? You got a copy on me?
Yes, I do have a copy on you. KFAERC.
Well, how's it going there, Jack?
Going good, except bad weather. Foggy all day, 3 days in a row. Can't see nothing. Sitting here watch TV. Roger.
Well, it could be minus 12 like it was a few weeks ago. So would you rather have fog or minus 12? Take your pick.
I don't mind fog. It's 12 below or 13 below.
Well, don't worry. It's supposed to get back down a little cooler the next few weeks, so back to normal winter again. None of this 50, 60 degree crap in the middle of February. We don't need that.
Yeah, Well, yeah, that's right. We don't need that at all. So how is everybody there at home?
Well, everybody's doing pretty good. Wife's doing all right. I got no complaints. Life is good. Keep on keeping on. How about you?
Everything here, no complaint at all. Everything good, looks good. And going good, too. Anyhow, are you going up yet or not yet?
Oh, well, I was up in the UP for a good 3 weeks or so in January and the first week of February. I just got back a little bit ago. Got to go down to my customer in Ohio here. Darn work keeps interfering with my my plans, but it's all right. Pays the bills. I'll be going back up there in a few weeks or so.
You know what? Every time we start something, if something comes in the middle and then gotta stop, take care of something else. And that's always been like that for the past 30 years. I know what you're saying, but you gotta do what you gotta do. You know, you gotta take care of customers.
Yeah, that's right. Job comes first, so. Got to take care of that, that's for sure. No getting around that one.
Well, yeah, that's good anyhow. How is that Kubota? Is it still going on, or you got a problem a little bit with it?
Oh, I don't have any problems with her. She's all good. She's working perfect. And it's designed. She's nice and happy in the barn. I brought it back downstate here and put it in my barn I've been using it around here too for firewood and some other projects, but she's all happy, sitting nice in the barn.
Connected to CMN Network.
I just said, yeah, well, it's a good machine you got out there, really. It is very, very good. Highly recommended. It was about 5 years ago. They recommended to us, but, you know, at that time we didn't have too much to do, so that's how I know. Roger?
Yeah, you need one of those to till up your garden in the spring.
Maybe one of these days. I don't know yet. I'm not ready for it yet.
Well, it was like 55 degrees. Yesterday or the day before or something. It's almost planting season. You better get ready.
Yeah, like they say, get your ass ready for it.
Well, how's your HF radio activities these days? You getting into that scene quite a bit? Because I don't think I've heard you out here too much, so you must be on the HF frequencies much more.
Oh, Ken, you're right. That HF never quit. I'm not lying to you. From 9:30 in the morning all the way to 12 o'clock. And after that, you get tired. All these people come from a different country. Brazil, Kuwait. Never heard of these people. And Italy. All of these people. I don't know where they come from, but I had them all.
Well, that's good. That's good. That's what it's all about. You, did you get your general yet so you can get more frequencies?
No, not yet. I'm studying a little bit, about an hour every day, but not yet. I'm all the way, right now, it's about 60%.
Well, keep studying, and that'll open it up for you a little bit more, because the tech HF frequencies are a little bit limiting. You'll like the general ones a lot better.
Yeah, but you know what? I figure, you know, over here, really on a 10 meter, that's more than enough. I don't know, so far, really is more than enough. Because every day, for the past 3-4 months, it's been going on.
Well, that's what it's all about. So, sounds like you're, got the hang of it there, so that's awesome. What kind of HF radio have you got running there?
I got that Yaesu 710.
All right, well, that's a good rig. That should work for you. Awesome, man. Glad you're having a good time with that. How's everything else in radio? Have I missed anything while I was gone for a month or so? Anything exciting happening down here?
No, nothing exciting. Everything is the same and below the same as far as the GMRS. No connection at all.
They still got some connection up here, I believe, but yeah, the Saginaw and the Mayville and the Bay City, I think, they're all still around. So there's people on them every day, but yeah, not connected to down there.
That's why probably I can't reach that high anyhow. Yeah. Well, I have that HF keeps me busy. Also, this radio too. I'm talking to you on UV32, a GMR radio.
Oh yeah, you got the BMR going too. Nice. Yeah, up in the UP, that's pretty much the only game going. The local VHF, UHF repeaters, analog stuff is just practically nothing going on there. But yeah, the DMR is very active.
Yeah, I like digital. I really do like digital. Something different. And I'm busy in the morning with a GM repeater.
Yeah, that works. Well, hey, Jack, I need to get back inside here. But, yeah, good to hear from you again. And I'll be out here again, I'm sure. We'll talk soon. 73s for now. And I'll be clearing your final. KF8, AYL.
All right, Ken, good to hear you out there. Take care. Go put some of these logs in. Keep warm tonight. And this is KF8 EIC.
WEAP.
WEAP. KF8 EIC.
Hey, Jack, how come I never hear you on the base anymore? Is your base station, your mobile, is it still working? Another thing, too, you got to remember the microphone on the DM32 is on the bottom. all the way down at the bottom of the, where the battery, the metal connector is for the battery. So a lot of people are talking into the middle of the radio, like just beneath the keypad, or just beneath the LCD. That's where like 99% of the microphones are. On that radio, the microphone is at the very bottom of the front. But you probably already knew that, Roger.
The other day, I hated that one right in the bottom. But you know what? It's got a little hole. So, you know, I was thinking, take a drill and drill a little bit more, that way you can open up that mic. Just like what Don used to do.
Well, first of all, you don't need to do that because you're plenty loud. Number two, there is a microphone gain control in the radio. You can turn the mic gain up, but if you talk into the, it's right underneath the zero key. See how the keyboard on it? There's a zero at the bottom. The microphone's right underneath the zero. But no, if you want more audio, just turn the gain up on it. It's in the menu. Analog gain. Just bump it up a notch or two. But no, you don't need to, though. It sounds good.
KCKJ. WAPPD.
Go ahead, KJO.
Good evening. You got Brian BPD out there. You'll probably have Cliff soon, I think. Wally's out there somewhere, unless he's playing around in P-25.
Yep, I'm
not
on
the way. All right, you're Jack out there. Heard Brian out there. Is that Eric out there, too?
Roger. Yep, this is W-A-E-A-P. Well, this is how a repeater's supposed to be. Too many dead repeaters lately. I'm glad some people are starting to talk a little bit more.
Well, we just got done with our ARPS meeting over here at the college, so everybody should be on UHF. Throw it over to BPD Brian. Pick it up from there. KCAK Joe.
Yeah, it's a little bit too cold standing in that parking lot. My ears started to get cold, so. But I got about half an hour ride home, so I'll be around for a little while. Jack, did I hear you out there, Jack? Hello, Eric.
Yes, Brian. I didn't get a contact this morning because I was too busy taking the old truck back to the dealer. That way they can take it. That's why I wasn't on this morning at all. Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah. It's about time we get some decent warmer weather, although it's been raining and a little bit foggy. But, yeah. Yeah, when I get better, I don't know when that's going to be. I'd like to go to one of those meetings. I'd like to check it out. But, yep. Did someone say Wally was out here too? I'll give him a turn at the mic there if he's out there.
Roger Dodger. Yeah, I'm at the Chick-fil-A line, which was kind of short, but now I'm waiting for the food. They're pretty good at getting your money though, and now I'm sitting in this long line waiting, and I haven't seen anybody come out. Okay, thought it would go a little smoother. Oh,
hello, Eric.
Hello, Brian. Hello, Tom. Let's see. Who do I want to go to? All right, I'm going to ask Brian, and since he made me this really cool bracket.
Thanks, Major. Hold up at the gas station. I'll be out for a couple minutes. W-A-T-T-D.
How's Uncle Wally?
Hey, Jack, what's up? Well, thanks for showing up to the breakfast thing the other day. That was fun. It turned out nice. So I'm not going to make this Saturday either because I have to go to Lansing for the grandkids' birthday. So I'm going to miss that one. How you doing, Jack? Go ahead.
Well, Uncle Lawley, that was awesome, that place. It was so good, fresh and new, and that's what I like. Next time, you gotta text me or call me on the radio or email me. You got my number anyhow. Then I will go there again. I don't mind going there every week.
Now, the Northeast group, every even month, Sunday, second Sunday. So the second Sunday in April.
In no March?
Nope, no March. Every even month.
All right, I see. Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, I'm just chilling out lately, fighting the boredom. Of course, what does one do to fight boredom? Buy more radios. For every 5 radios I sell, I buy 7 more. So I'm losing ground here, or gaining ground, I should say. But, you know, every once in a while I got to go through all these radios and reprogram them. So basically that's what I've been doing the last 3 days is reprogramming all my radios, updating the files. So that's about all I've been doing lately.
I'm back.
Yeah, Eric, I got those bitmaps put in there. I put one pig on one radio and a pig on the other radio, and I go, there you go, you got both of them, you like them both, and now you know what radio to use. So she was happy about that. And then I tried doing the DM32 firmware update, and for some reason it wasn't taking, so I got to figure that out. I'll do that this weekend. So over to Brian, BPD.
But there's a new firmware for the DM32. Well, maybe I'll get to that this weekend. I am hoping that Anytone 890 is sitting there waiting for me. It'll be late night today when I get at least the basic and frequencies programmed in it, because I heard that I can't just drop that cold plug in there from my 870.
All right, I guess it's my turn. Brian got 32. You tell me he got a different firmware?
Hey, Tom, I'll send you something. I can guarantee I know exactly why it didn't work. I'll send you a firmware update guide. It followed exactly. It's a little bit different.
That'd be great. And then I'll give it a shot again next weekend. I think Wally's still there if he hasn't gotten his food yet. We'll throw it over to Wally and throw it back to Brian and throw it to Jack.
Yeah, that 890 is going to be a nice radio. And then Dave, YNU, is also in the market for a new mobile radio. I suggested the Anytone to him as well. I think for what he needs, because he really does have to have the HF, UHF, you know, for his position and DMR. So I think that would be a good choice for him. And back to Tom. Go ahead, WAB.
Well, I think that would be the best thing to have for most people in the car. EHF, UHF. It's easy to have multiple vehicles when you have a huge vehicle like Tom, but other people in their cars and that, they only really have radio space for one, maybe two smaller ones, but so I figured
I'm going to start saving for the 578 for the truck. And that way I just can have one radio. Over to Jack.
Buy whatever makes you happy. Well, guys, good to hear you out there, all of you. I got to get me some ice cream. It's ice cream time right now for me. So we'll talk to everybody later. Good talking to you, Tom, and Eric, and Brian. Tomorrow, tomorrow I'll be free and clear after you. KFH-DRC.
Yeah. Brian, I think that was you about the firmware. Yeah, it's not on the Bofang website, but it was taken out of a brand new DM32. So for whatever reason, it's not on their website, but it is official firmware. And forgot all the things that it added a few things to it. Off the top of my head, I don't know. I'll have to look at the article about it to see what it added, but it's version 049. I think you're on 47 or 48. This is 49.
Yeah, throw me the cut sheet on that in my email, and then I'll try it again this weekend, and if it's successful, then I'll pass it over to Brian on Discord or something like that, and that'll work. And I thought, wouldn't the MD9600 be good for YNU? It's UHF, EHF, and DMR. Wally.
Yeah. That's another good one. Those are the two that have the highest ratings. The MD and the Anytone. I just like the way the Anytone looks, but both of them have a good rating. So, do you still use your MD, Tom?
Yeah, it's actually in my coworker's truck. We're using it for GMRS right now because it does not have a hand ticket, so I got it dumbed down to just strictly GMRS. So when you're a repeater, we need to talk that way. We're usually on Simplex with it. Like I said, that's a good radio. I like it. I was thinking about getting another one. But in regards to multiple radios, what I want to do is what I want to find is like the old-fashioned radio racks that the Leos had. I want to mount one here next to the passenger seat and mount all the radios in one rack so they're all right there. Over to Brian. Like we skipped over them.
Yeah, I kind of had that going on in my old cars when I was dating my wife. She used to get a headache if I had the CB, the business band, and anything else running, like the scanner or what have you. She could only follow one conversation. I think Anytone will keep me busy for about 2 days. I think I'm going to like it. I did get my NXDN and tried to mess around with it on Hotspot, but couldn't quite figure it out. Over to Eric.
Yep. Can't go wrong with the TYT MD9600. Now, I don't know if that Anytone, if you could put the open GD77, but I got three DMR. I have three DMR radios. Take the same code plugs. Sorry about that. I got Redibus RT3S and a Bofang DM. Is it DM something? 1701. And then this, and all three take the same code plug. So that's an advantage, having all your radios take the same exact code plug.
Yeah. You're connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, the advantage of the main zone is you don't need to modify the firmware. It's pretty intuitive. It's really, really easy. And one of the radios, I have the 878 handheld, and when we go traveling, that's the one that goes up to Logic, the 878. I like it. There's no version. There's no where it's going to get there. There's just everything else. It's like, it all just makes sense. So that's the reason I like getting 78. Other than that, there's no other reason other than that. I mean, I don't think it's kind of a commercial radio thing, but if I had to get one of those ham radio things, I would definitely go with probably the
about at the end of your rope string there or whatever, you're about 50% copy there. I think you're getting out there somewhere. Out in the boonies. Is this better? Yeah. Well, the thing is, DM 9600 doesn't need the Open GD, but the Open GD really opens a lot with the automatic satellite tracker. It has all the frequencies and the Doppler shifts and all that. I like the stock firmware on the 9600 as well, but that Open GD, someone put a lot of work into that, and it opens up a whole new world to that radio. But sounds like you kicked it up to like 60 watts there.
I'll take it real quick and hand it to Brian. No, I went from Warren to Richmond. I'm north of New Baltimore, so I just changed. Went to the Richmond receive site. So, okay, go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, well, I got the DM1701, I got the Open GD77, and I went looking for any firmware upgrades and that, and it sounds like they're, you know, at a crossroads between what somebody did and didn't do, and they kind of hid some posts where they were sharing information for improvements. But, yeah, the Anytone, I love that. The stock firmware works for me. The Open GD 77 was very intuitive. Made the DM1701 because I tried playing with it both ways a lot easier to use. And I just haven't gotten into the satellite stuff yet, so that's here or there for me. Tom?
Well, that's probably about the Open GD 77. The 9600, the 1701, and Retevisa 3S that I got from Dakota all have Open GD 77, and it's just one code plug, and I just boom, 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 sticking in all three radios, and it works great. And I had to do, when I did the 1701 and converted it to Open GD, it said I had to use the MD9600 firmware. So put that in there, and then I got it to go in. That was I got help with 88OB job. So, but yeah, that's one thing I like about the Open GD 77. I got three radios. I can put the same identical code plug into it, and more or less plug and play. Wally.
I am getting off my exit, believe it or not. Got another about 4 or 5 minutes here. So, but yeah, I just like the Anytone. I like the looks of it. I like the feel of it. But any of them are like named. What about, I can't dismiss the one that Tim has, the NHWRO. He's got that Kinect Systems radio. And what I don't like about it is it's not mainstream yet. What I do like about it is his audio is like next to perfect. I mean, when he talks on that thing, it really is a pleasure to talk to him.
there's no snap, crackle, pop, and no matter where he's talking on that thing, it's just absolutely fantastic. So, but that radio is also pushing $500, just like the Anytone. You know, and Anytone makes a pro version and a ham version, and the ham version has 220 in it, but I was trying to help Dave out, so I did a little research, but the 220 is only 5 watts. So why have it? I mean, you got a frickin' mobile radio with 5 watts and 220, and again, 220 is something that never really took off, at least in the central United States, which kind of a shame because that would have been a great band for a compromise between the benefits of UHF and VHF. You know, they both have their strengths and they both have their weaknesses, but it never really went anywhere. Eric. Yep, I agree. There's only one 220 repeater around here in Detroit, and it's crippled, doesn't really work. There's the one up in, I think Fred's got one up there, Holly or something. But, yeah, almost all of my new radios, HTs, mobiles, all have 220. And, some of the radios, it puts out the same power. I think on one of my HTs, it puts out 5 watts instead of, you know, 8 or 10. You know, but it's an HT. So, but I agree. I think 220 would be a good compromise. Kind of like 6 meter. You know, you get two types of skip. You got tropospheric ducting, and then you got actual skip. So channel, you know, 6 meters, kind of a magical band. But anyways, I used to run 6 meter quite a bit when I lived at the other house and I had an antenna farm. That was fun radio.
Yeah, well, you know, my wife will let me spend money now and again, but not all the time. And I've found some deals on the older Motorola equipment, and I love it, but I would like to get one good VHF, UHF, if it does 220, fine, and DMR, so that I don't have to, you know, juggle radios in and out of the truck. At home, I could do everything. That's fine. The Kinect systems, I was looking at that. And they say that D25 could be coming down the line with a firmware update sometime in the future. Eh, maybe that's the way to go. Tom?
KCKKL. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, Tim's Connect is really nice. I like Wally's tape, too. You know? And, but I got the P25 sitting over here. I'm used to listening to different radios, so it's almost like a habit to me. But, yeah, I like to get another UHF DMR because I'm on that all the time.
This is Kilo Fox, Charlie, Echo Tango, Silvex. The problem with the pace that I see right now is that you supposedly have to reboot it to go between DMR and P25.
That's not really 100% true. It does a soft reboot. It takes it about a second in order to switch between the two. They say they're going to fix it. They also say that the Kinect systems is going to have P25, so we'll see. But it does it seamlessly. It's not a complete reboot, but it is a soft reboot. It does do it. So. But we'll see if they get it fixed. We shall see.
Well, if I could save the 1-0, that would make the wife happy. That's more than she has to spend on whatever. But, yeah, $500, $5,000. Right now, they're both unobtainium. So I settled for the $300 one. But that's because I got the money for watching the house next door. Tom?
Retake it. I'm leaving. Good night, everybody. WADD.
catch you later, Wally. I'm going to get out of here, too. It's TV time. So, yeah, nice talking to you, Wally, Brian, Tom, whoever else out there. All right. Have a good one. W-8-E-A-P.
Wally, 73. Might talk to you tomorrow, too, sometime. And let's see here. Darren, you want to throw your head in the ring here? We're on a round table. You got Brian, you got me. KCAKGO. Darren, if you're still there, go ahead and pop it over to Brian.
Yeah, this is Darren. I was just surprised. It sounds like everyone was leaving, but now it sounds like there's still some people here. I didn't really realize that it was that large of a group.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of us came from the meeting, and I've got about a mile and a half before I hit home, so... That's kind of what it is. Really a centralized location because it takes Tom about the same amount of time to drive home as it takes me from the MISD there. Yeah, like I said, I did the research on the Connect Systems radio, and I think, you know, I'll start stocking my piggy bank with a couple of $1 bills here and there, and the sooner I can get it up there, maybe I can purchase one of those. That would be the same price point roughly as the Eddytone, so I'd have to really crunch the numbers on that one. Tom? W8BPD for ID.
Yeah, I like that Eddytone. I think it's VHF, UHF, DMR. That's just a little bit, you know, a little bit out of my pocketbook range. You know, I've been saving my pennies, too, but I know that Wally's got a UHF DMR, which is perfectly fine for me, because if I need a VHF, I can always pull my Alinco and put it in the car as well. You know, so that's not a problem there. Or I can take the Tate out, and I got MAC on that one as well. Well, yeah, but it's a little bit more out of my price range. And I still want to find one of those radio racks that they used to use. And stack them all. Just boom, boom, boom. All four. Scanner, P25, my Fusion, and my Motorola. That way I can just tie wrap the antennas to the mast and let them go out to the top of the truck. I'm still looking at eventually getting a second vehicle once I get the Escalade sold. And what I'm looking for is an old PD SUV, which already have all the holes in the roof, so I don't got to do anything more to it except buy the NMOs. Let's throw it over to Darren, KCKGO.
KJL, I am really happy with your CYT recommendation of a CYT 9600, I believe. The only disappointment I have is in their software, because their software, not their software, the OpenGD software, because the OpenGD software somehow does not recognize the GPS address.
Well, I opted to go Motorola, and the problem with Motorola is your UHF or your VHF, whether it's P25 or DMR, so it kind of limits you, and when I'm traveling, sometimes when I get up north, I might want to switch over to VHF, and I don't have it, and then I have the Anytone 778, which I originally bought, was my first mobile slash base for GMR service, but it doesn't do DMR, and it was a lower price alternative. So, I got to look at one radio for the truck that's going to carry me into the future. And when we did the set back in the fall, I just happened to have three walkie-talkies with me. That's how I managed to stay abreast of everything, so I'm thinking one radio that has the bands. And that way, when I'm out, because I live down here in South Warren, and it's getting to be net time, I could at least do it from the start it from the truck anyways. All right, gentlemen, I'm just backing into my driveway. I'm at home. I will catch you all on the other side. 70. 73s and I'll listen out.
Miami 3, Brian. I'll tell you, maybe you'll be on the morning round table. I should be out there, hopefully. I got to do my timesheet first in the morning. So, all right, have a great night. I'll let Darren say it's 73 to you, and then I'll be monitoring from there. KKK Joe.
73, y'all. I am at home, so talk to y'all later, I think tomorrow probably. Well, I'll try tomorrow on DMR. See y'all later. I'm at home. Bye. Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
And I got 10 more minutes. KKK Joe. See y'all guys later. 73 to you. I'm off monitoring.
I hit most of the light screen. 73 WA BPD.
Currently connected to CMN Network.